Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating company in the space tech arena, Satellogic Inc., ticker symbol CEL. If you're intrigued by Earth observation, satellite technology, and the future of data-driven decision-making, you're in for a treat. We're doing a comprehensive breakdown of their financials, performance, valuation, and much more. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right. Before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Satellogic is a player in the rapidly evolving space industry, focusing on high-resolution Earth observation data through a constellation of nanosatellites. Think of them as the eyes in the sky, providing real-time insights for industries like agriculture, defense, and disaster response. They've been making waves with recent product launches and capital raises, and I'm pumped to analyze whether this stock could be a hidden gem for long-term investors. Stick with me as we unpack everything you need to know. So who exactly is Satellogic? Founded in 2010 and headquartered in Palo Alto, California, Satellogic Inc. specializes in building and operating small, cost-effective satellites that capture sub-meter resolution imagery of Earth. Their mission is to democratize access to space-based data, helping governments and businesses make better decisions, whether it's monitoring illegal logging, securing borders, or tracking natural disasters. With just 137 full-time employees, they're a lean operation, but they've got big ambitions. Their tech is cutting edge, and they're positioning themselves as a leader in persistent global monitoring. Let's see if their financials match the hype. Moving on to revenue, Satellogic has shown some promising growth over the past few years. In 2024, their full-year revenue came in at $12.87 million, up from $10.07 million in 2023 and a much smaller $6.1 million in 2022. That's a solid upward trend, reflecting their ability to scale operations. Breaking it down by segment for 2025, their space systems category contributed about $1.71 million. Geographically, North America is their biggest market, bringing in $12.7 million, followed by Europe at $2.78 million, and smaller contributions from Asia-Pacific and South America. This tells me they've got a strong foothold in key regions, but there's still plenty of room to expand globally. Growth is there, but the numbers are still modest for a company in such a capital-intensive industry. Now let's talk earnings. Looking at their 2024 full-year results, Satellogic reported a net loss of $116.27 million, which translates to an EPS of negative $1.28. Compare that to 2023, where they lost $61 million, or negative 68 cents per share. The losses are widening, largely due to high operating expenses and investments in their satellite constellation. Gross profit for 2024 was $7.85 million, up from $5 million the prior year, so they're making progress on margins. But with an EBITDA of negative $169 million, its clear profitability is still a long way off. They're burning cash to build out their infrastructure, which is common in this space, but investors need to be patient. Diving into some of the commentary around their latest results, Satellogic's management seems optimistic about their trajectory. They've highlighted recent product launches like the Aleph Observer and the upcoming Merlin Constellation as game changers for persistent monitoring. They're also pointing to a 29% revenue increase in Q3 2025 and a significant reduction in operating costs as signs of progress. The vibe is that they're de-risking their strategy with recent capital raises, like the $90 million or public offering in October 2025. It's encouraging to see leadership confident in future growth, but execution will be key. Let's take a closer look at their financial health. On the balance sheet for 2024, Satellogic had $22.49 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets at $27.86 million. Total assets stood at $61.69 million, but here's the kicker. Total liabilities are a hefty $114.172 million, leading to a negative shareholders' equity of $53.3 million. That's a red flag for me. It shows they're heavily leveraged. On the cash flow side, operating activities used up $35.89 million in 2024, and free cash flow was negative $40.93 million. They did raise $37.46 million from financing activities, which is helping keep the lights on. Their current ratio of 5.2 suggests they can cover short-term obligations, but the debt-to-equity ratio of 1.05 tells me they've got a lot of debt to manage. Financially, they're in build mode, but stability isn't there yet. So what's Satellogic worth? Their market cap is currently around $348.62 million, with a stock price of 3.49 cents. The price-to-sales ratio is a lofty 22.16, which reflects high expectations for future growth rather than current revenue. The price-to-earnings ratio is negative at 9.13.99 due to their losses, so traditional PE isn't useful here. Enterprise value stands at $361.35 million, factoring in their debt. Compared to the broader technology sector, where the average PE is around 49.42, Satellogic is trading on pure potential. For a growth stock in a niche like Earth observation, this isn't unusual, but it does mean the stock is priced for perfection. Any missteps could hit the share price hard. Let's break down Satellogic's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their revenue growth is solid, jumping year over year, and their tech is cutting edge with submeter resolution imagery that few competitors can match. They've also secured significant funding recently, like the $35 million direct offering in January 2026, which bolsters their balance sheet. On the flip side, weaknesses include persistent losses and negative equity. Financial stability is a concern. Their small scale, with just 137 employees, might limit their ability to compete with bigger players. Opportunities are massive. Demand for space-based intelligence is exploding, and new offerings like Merlin could tap into that. But threats loom large. Competition in the space tech sector is fierce, and any delays in satellite launches or tech hiccups could hurt them. Plus, macroeconomic headwinds could squeeze funding. It's a high-risk, high-reward setup. Looking at recent performance, Satellogic stock has been a wild ride. Over the past week, it's up an impressive 25.35%, and over 3 months, it's surged 150%. That's huge. However, zoom out to the past year, and it's down 11.22%. with a 5-year drop of 64.04%. Volatility is the name of the game here, with a beta of 1.40, meaning it moves more than the market. Recent news of an 8.5% surge in a single session shows momentum, but I'd caution against chasing short-term pops. The chart suggests potential for more upside if they sustain growth, but it's not for the faint of heart. For short-term moves, keep an eye on volume. Average daily trading is over 7.6 million shares, so there's liquidity if you're looking to trade. Now let's try to pin down intrinsic value for Satellogic. Given their early stage status and negative earnings, a traditional discounted cash flow model is tricky. Instead, I'm looking at their growth trajectory and industry comps. The space tech sector is valued on future potential, and with revenue growing at a decent clip, I'd anchor my estimate around their ability to scale. Analysts have thrown out price targets ranging from $4.04 to $5.32 in recent upgrades, reflecting optimism about demand for space intelligence. Based on my analysis, I think a fair base case value for Satellogic could sit around $4 per share, factoring in their revenue growth and upcoming launches like Merlin in 2026. In a bullish scenario, if they execute flawlessly and capture more market share, $5.50 isn't out of reach. On the downside, if losses persist and funding dries up, we could see it drop below $2.50. At the current price of $3.49, there's room for upside, but it's speculative. This isn't a stock for conservative investors. All right, folks, let's wrap this up. Satellogic is a high-growth, high-risk play in the exciting world of space tech. Their revenue is climbing, and innovations like Aleph Observer and Merlin could be game changers. But the financials show they're still burning cash with no profitability in sight. For long-term investors, this could be a speculative bet on the future of Earth observation data, if you're willing to stomach the volatility. What do you think? Are you buying into Satellogic's vision, or is the risk too high? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.